Doran, you wanted to run something by me and the listeners here.
Yeah, I mean, we're all talking about right field, right? And, you know, you need that corner outfielder in that bat and try to upgrade in that area. You're talking about Taylor Ward. You're talking about other guys that the Pirates could possibly trade for. I honestly, when this guy's fully healthy, I would move O'Neill Cruz to right field. I mean, you have prospects in the minor leagues that are middle infielders. I would explore Peguero at second. I'd move Gonzalez to shortstop full-time, or even Triola to shortstop or back to second full-time. I feel like you have a nice chunk of players that are middle infielders that will be a part, and you hope to be a part of this club for a long time. With Cruz's length, with his arm, I would explore that. I just would. With his athleticism, his size, I would explore moving him to the outfield.
Yeah, I mean, eventually Tamar Johnson will be here. You know, ETA like 2025. We'll see about that. That's what it's listed on MLB.com. I mean, you got Mitch Jeb coming up as a middle infielder. Suche Cheng coming up as a middle infielder. Yeah, I mean, I don't dislike that at all. I don't think Cruz has been as bad at shortstop as I thought maybe he would be. Like right now, he's a slightly above average shortstop by the metrics. Like if he landed there, I don't think that's the worst thing. I mean, he's got the bat that profiles more as a corner guy, too. I would have to really believe in the prospects coming up, because I think what we're now circling around is you could move him there. If these guys don't come up in short order, you're filling a hole and you're opening up another hole. Like, I wouldn't hate it, but I wouldn't hate it at all, actually. Like, I think it's on the table probably for them, but I don't know that they have the immediate short-term solution at middle infield. Like, I like Nick Gonzalez. I think he's really played well defensively,
very
too.
Well, but I think he could do the same thing at short.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and then, you know, you could kind of pick your poison, I guess, with second base, or even go in the offseason and get a second baseman instead of a right fielder, and you have that length out in the outfield.
Yeah, I mean, and you bring up Peguero, who's been okay.
He's, what, 744 OPS, I think he's at right now.
I went through the trouble of looking it all up. You got it, yeah. Which, you know, they're saying now, all the talking heads, the Charringtons, the Derek Sheltons, like, it's tough to project from AAA to the majors, but we've seen Peguero come up here.
Yeah.
And he was right. He was right in the thick of that. He was right in the thick of that competition.
Mm-hmm.
I would actually get him up here pretty soon. Like, it's a little bit discouraging that they were waiting on Cruz and they had Alika Williams on the taxi squad.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen enough of him. I've seen enough of Alika Williams. Like, if you're going to do the taxi squad thing, and you've had Triola, who's played short, and you've had Nick Gonzalez, who you've moved over to short, can we just see Peguero up here, please? I don't need to ever see Alika Williams in the lineup again whenever you got a team that can't hit. So I actually do like it from that standpoint. Like, and Peguero, I think, has played some outfield, too. So, yeah, if he played second and Gonzalez played short. And
or vice versa.
Yeah. I don't know that... Like, I kind of want to see Cruz not have to learn outfield on the fly, like we saw with Henry Davis. Like, I would do it probably as a spring training thing next year.
Yeah.
And then see how Tamar Johnson's coming along. That's a good thought.